First of all, I'd like to thank you all again for participating in our Burlington High School walkout. It really means a lot to me. First of all, my name is Thomas Weir. I'm currently a freshman attending Burlington Community High School. First, I want to mention the unfortunate event that had taken place on February 14th at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. If we could all take off our hats and bow our heads just for a moment of silence to honor the 17 that were lost. Thank you all for doing that. Now, what happened at MSD High School was a horrible tragedy, but we can't just let that be just another tragedy, just an everyday thing that happens. We need to make a stand. We need to take a stand and to show our government that we're not going to back down, to show that we need change and we need it right now. It's our duty as United States citizens to help and uphold the bringing of the world. I'm asking for stricter consequences when it comes to bullying. You know how many school shootings are caused by bullying? A lot of them. I mean, everyone goes through it at our high school. Like, you walk around and you'll see someone like picking on someone, like, oh, look at their pants, it's so tight, or look at their hair, look at what they're wearing. What's the point of it? Just to make you look cooler? Just to make you look good in front of your friends? What's the point of harming someone else's other emotions? Maybe if you see someone sitting alone at the lunch table, why don't you go sit with them, talk with them, and have a good conversation. If you see someone who's having a bad day, just having their head down, and just look like they want to bust out in tears all over the hallway, maybe all it takes is just to say hello. Just to say hello. It'll brighten their whole day. Between 1 in 4 or 1 in 3 in U.S. students, at least one of them is bullied every day. And like I said, maybe all it takes is just by saying hello. An idea that we'll be having at VHS is secure classrooms by having these devices called pneumatic sleeves. I talked with our superintendent about it, and he thinks it's a great idea. I plan on partnering with some organizations to get some donations to help this, because we need this. We need to feel safe in our schools. Back when Sandy Hook happened, the last time I felt safe in an actual school was the day before Sandy Hook. That's a pretty long time ago. In any case, if someone's trying to get into a classroom, the doors will be secured and locked with these bars. Maybe we could get blinds to make sure that the intruder doesn't see us. An idea that maybe should be considered is heavier doors, so that way the wind can't catch a hold of it and give someone an opportunity. But, like I said, I brought that on early, that last time I felt safe in an actual school was Sandy Hook, the day before. And ever since then, I haven't felt safe. Ever since then, I've been doing research on Columbine High School, one of the most tragic events that's happened in U.S. history. And that basically changed everything. And I don't think that we should have to live in a country full of evil. I think that we need change, and we need it now. By setting more protocols, even though that they might not keep us safe, we could still use them. That way we are prepared for this. That way we can, we definitely need change, and you all are the voice. Everyone here is the voice, and even though we're like what another student said, we're a small town, but we can be a big voice. We can stop the violence that's happening in schools, hospitals, banks, theaters, concerts. What's going to help is by definitely being that voice, that small, tiny little voice that just says, stop this. And all we have to do is just make it bigger and bigger and bigger. By just keep going at it. Now, it's going to work extra hard. It's going to be extra hard to do this, but we need to show our government that we're not ready to back down and that we definitely need change. I believe we are the better change of the world, and all it takes is speaking a little faith. Like I said before, this can't just be another thing that happens all the time. Otherwise, it's going to continue and go on and on. So let's help by making Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School one of the last school shootings that will ever happen in the U.S. Let's make this tragedy the last by being that voice. Thank you.